Hey everyone, Sean aka BeloFX here once again for a review of episode 5 of the 12th season of Trailer Park Boys. If there's one thing that we learned for Juan aka Handsome Felipe, is to not start drinking 5 hours before it's time to record these podcasts. We hope you enjoy this episode and make sure to visit BeloFX.com. Thanks for listening.
Pro wrestling, video games, reviews, podcasts, blogs, life. Welcome to BeloFX.com.
What does that have to do with black people?
I just took the blocks.
I just said black suck.
Welcome to the third episode of the Trailer Park Boys review from BeloFX.com. We have with us the Rose Fatale, Juan, and we have Inzano on Twitter. You can find them both at those at handles.
Was that intro good? It sounded really good. I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Juan, what did you think of that intro?
Oh my God, dude. Now I can't figure out how I can't pop open a fucking.
This is a pretty good intro. Lip. From. I'm gonna drunk say what he just said, and okay. He said, yeah, dude, that was pretty good.
That's pretty dope. In
yeah.
For Trailer Park Boys, it was pretty dope.
It was good.
Okay.
Okay, so
the big thing about episode 5, we had a little.
Drink too much?
But yeah, because if you're watching the video right now, somehow Juan's holding the microphone up to his mouth, but he's passed out.
He's doing a good job.
He didn't. Oh, he's waking up.
So here's Godzilla showing up.
That went from death to life in 0.2 seconds.
0.2 seconds.
Back to death.
In 0.2 seconds.
Okay. So, right.
So there was some little creatures in this episode.
There were a few things that happened.
There were some little creatures in this episode that you were complaining about that weren't there before.
Things in... Oh, my God! Oh, they brought the kitties back!
Hey, we got some kitties! Hey,
if you were waiting for kitties, you don't have to worry because the kitties will be in episode 5.
Episode 5.
But the kitty that's actually in episode 5 is the kitty I would like to own because it's black and has all the colors and it peed on a sandwich.
And everything else inside the picnic basket.
And Bubbles was pissed.
Oh, you know what? Okay, so Bubbles never gave up on his kitties. You know who we should not give up on?
The boys. Because every time he almost does, what happens? He comes back.
I was thinking about Dalton Castle and the boys. What are you talking about?
Dude, the Trailer Park Boys are the original boys.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Dalton Castle's boys are tight, but... Yeah. The original boys.
I will never touch another man's boys.
Hey, man.
That's what Dalton Castle says. But, well, hold on. We're going to sing a song for Juan since he's passed out right now. Never going to give you up. Never going to let you down. Never going to run around and desert you. Never going to give you up. Never gonna say goodbye. Never gonna ruin it down. I'll never use. Juan, are you awake right now?
Never gonna give.
Did that wake you up, Juan?
Never gonna give. Never gonna give. Never gonna give you up.
That was pretty good.
That wasn't that bad. But you know what? There's one thing I've noticed in this series, this season.
No.
They've had all these voyeuristic shots of Randy and Jim. There's always there's shots like the camera is behind like the curtains, and there's always like one slit of the screen where you're watching Randy and Jim, which in the first episode is funny because like Jim was holding a bottle and it looked like it was his wiener and it was rubbing on Randy's belly. That's pretty funny.
They do keep doing that.
But they've done a couple of these voyeur shots, and I thought it was a Jim and Randy thing because they're gay or whatever. But then we got it from the boys in episode 5.
Dude, Jim and Randy really don't seem that important this season.
No.
Other than the money, but like, man.
Who did you say about Jim and Randy and everybody else except Julian in this season?
I said something?
I think you did.
What did I say?
I think you
Will
said
you remind me?
Jim or Julian looks like the idiot in this season.
Dude. No.
Well, dude, no. No, he doesn't, or no, you didn't say
dude,
that.
Dude, because the dude's like, They keep gambling all their... Oh, so it's Jim and Randy that look like the idiots. They keep gambling all their money away.
Oh, because
they're doing all this dumb stuff. No, and
Jim is.
Jim
is. Randy's not. Well, yeah, Randy spent $49 on some cheeseburgers.
But Randy's also a pussy enough to keep let Jim doing it.
Okay.
Dude, they're literally the dumb guys of this season. But I'm pretty sure it has to do with something more. Like, something bigger is going to come of all the dumb stuff they're doing. Like, have they been winning money? We don't know. Have they been losing money? They haven't specified.
They did win a bit of money.
So he won a little bit, but there's also a... They really have not been in the season that much.
No.
There's a lot... Oh, my God. I just tried to burp and talk at the same time.
Don't do that. But my question is, so Jim and Randy, this is the first time they've ever had money.
Dude, and I think they had a lot of money.
A lot of money. But I think it's a reflection of what the average person would happen. The average person in society.
Does that mean I'm below average? Because I would do like the complete opposite.
Maybe you think that, but once you get the money.
I would not gamble.
But you might buy some dumb stuff.
Oh, I would buy so
like
much dumb stuff.
$49 worth of hamburgers.
You know I would.
I know.
Oh, dude. Can you imagine a $49 hamburger party?
Juan. Juan, answer this question really quick before you pass out again.
Oh, my God.
How many? What would you do if you were just given $50,000 right now? You got $50,000. What are you going to do?
$5,000 large.
Nut. Blow first nut, dude. Be like, God, $50,000.
So he's about to de-horny.
Yeah, he's
going to
de-hornyize
himself.
He's going to
jerk off.
Okay, but that's what everybody would do. What would you do next? He thinks his microphone is a beer.
Oh, my God. he
just tried to take a drink out of his microphone.
That was so awesome.
If you got the video, you watch the video, YouTube, BeloFX. Hold on, right now.
He remembered he has his own microphone.
Now he remembers it's a mic.
I don't need to hold it up for him anymore.
What would you do with $50,000 right now?
No shit, no bullshit.
No.
You got your own microphone.
Oh, I got my own microphone. $50,000. Be love. No. Shane. No. We're going to get some free lap dances. It's some free lap dances. Like, now, you know what? She looks so hot. Here's $1,000. Fucking jerk him off.
You know, both of our girlfriends are in the house, right?
Yeah.
They're not there, but you know what? and Shane's going to be like, no, don't do it because I got a girlfriend. Like, shut up, Zane. I'm paying for this shit. Dirty little bunny, just jerk him off. She'd be like, okay, because you know they will.
You remember the time when you were handsome Felipe at the Fireside Inn, and there was the chubby girl at the bar?
I heard you flirted with her all night.
You flirted with
her
all
night.
I was
not there.
But what was half of the things you said?
That was when I was broke.
I wanted a hand job.
That was it. I can't believe you remember.
That does not sound like something you would ever do.
I was like, she was like fat. Like, well, what has to Felipe do this? Like, give me a hand job. So I was like, come on, you little fat little bunny. Let me get a hand job.
The thing was, though, is this girl came over and sat by us. We didn't approach her at all. She came and sat by
us. So she was ready to go.
But she has a boyfriend.
That's what she says. Like, but I got a boyfriend. It's like, come on, it's dark over there. These dark little boots. Come on.
Yeah, this is the big bar. The restaurant area is big, but in the bar area after midnight is the only thing that's lit, and there's a lot of dark space.
Very dark space.
Wow.
It's like,
I've still never been there.
He's like, come on, you little fat little bunny. Jerk me off.
Speaking of dark spaces, Bubbles wore a kitty sleep mask in this episode. I'm sure we can buy them on Amazon, but do you think we can buy the kitty sleep mask that Bubbles sat?
Wait, fuck that.
Jesus said what?
What's your concern?
Wait, I have a concern.
I think we're about to run out of video, but keep going.
Okay, so I have a concern.
What's your concern?
So they're really always worried about Bubbles' birthday. Mm-hmm. Bubbles' birthday is about to come up once a year. How are you going to make Bubbles' next birthday as big as this birthday?
Oh, dude, it was huge.
Dude, they had everybody there. They had a giant rocket. They kind of surprise partied him. What are we going to do next year?
Oh, no. Season 13?
Dude, how are you
going to... Yeah, I'm not your little Casanova.
Every year you can't have a Casanova Bubbles. Like,
you know what I think?
You can't get upset every time somebody doesn't wish you happy birthday. It's life, man.
You know what I've been realizing this season?
What?
Yeah, Bubbles.
Sarah is a true friend of everybody in the trailer park.
Dude, that's so weird because she was such a heel at first.
Very. And especially when she was Corey and Trevor's, like, girlfriend.
Oh, my God. That was the best.
But
so that's
next
why
year,
she's, like, banging this dude right now?
Wait, who is she banging?
Julian.
Oh, no, she's banging dude, bro.
Wait, well, they haven't specified that yet.
Yeah,
so.
But then she was like, yeah, let but, me stay one night. And Julian was
yeah.
like, oh,
oh
but
wait,
I got work
hold
in the
on.
Morning.
Julian almost got caught.
He almost died.
Doing what?
Stealing all the stuff from the mall because
he did get
stealing
caught
it.
Stealing it all.
But like, it isn't official. Caught.
You know what? I hope they don't get
he
caught.
He went with? For like,
because, you know, Randy and Leahy owe him a bunch of money, and I feel like they could definitely fork up a G by next episode.
But do you know what? I hope they don't get caught with
what?
Blowing up the helicopter.
Oh my God, that's making me nervous.
Hey, you weren't awake for that one, were
no.
you?
Yeah, well,
I was.
Yeah, just look at this picture. That's probably I'm gonna put up right now of Juan passed out with a blanket over his face.
That's what was happening this
dude,
whole last
I was,
episode.
Like, so pissed out.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, he's out of frame. Get it. Move to your left, Juan.
I was so pissed out.
So pissed out.
So pissed out. But yeah, Bubbles rocket. That was his birthday surprise.
And
it went off.
And you know what Bubbles did with his rocket?
He wanted Ricky to launch it in space.
No, they shot it into a helicopter.
What?
With Steve Rogers in the
yeah,
helicopter.
Dude, Steve Rogers, you know, the newscaster?
Yeah.
Channel 10, Local View. They blew up his helicopter, and they almost killed him.
Yeah.
Do you realize that? Where have you been?
I've been
sleeping. I know. Okay, you helped me move today.
Jeez,
that was a lot of work.
Move.
Yeah, Bubbles tried to move out of the trailer park today.
Yeah, like we did at my apartment.
So Zay and all of us moved out of trailer parks, guys.
Dude, honestly, I was kind of thinking, watching that last episode, like, trailer park life seems pretty tight.
I would live in a trailer park with Bubbles, Julian, and Ricky.
Dude, if somebody was like $100 a month, live in this shed.
Lot fees, $50.
Yeah, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, do you know how much rent is compared to lot fees? A lot of nothing.
Who's so hot?
Wait.
April.
Who's April?
April waifu.
Who's April waifu?
A little hot little chick that I started
following. On Instagram?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
No, he's done.
Yeah, we're done.
So, welcome. not welcome. Thanks for listening to episode 3 of the Trailer Park Boys Review, sponsored by BuellaFX.com. If you would like the next 5 episodes reviewed in the same fashion, we'll do two episodes,
yeah,
and then the final episode will be its own little conclusion, of course.
It makes it easier on us.
It makes it much easier.
And you.
So let us know. You can tweet us. You can leave comments. You can share videos. You know, maybe. Hold on. How many views should we get? How many listens?
10.
Well, we're going to give ourselves 10 listens.
No, like, other. Okay, so 20.
20.
No, dude, because.
Likes?
Likes are 20.
I don't know. I'm drunk. I don't know what I'm talking about.
You gotta work in the morning.
I just want people to listen.
Yeah, this is fun.
I would listen.
I don't know after the first episode, halfway through, how many listeners we're
going to
have.
It got a little racy.
Quite racy. I don't know if I want to cut it out yet, but it was kind of funny.
It got... Ew.
Just because look at the guy who was a racist.
We put chips in his mouth.
Yep.
We did a lot of mean stuff to make up for it.
Yeah.
He just breathed really deep.
We're going to end this episode. The Rose, what is your best pickup line that you have?
Oh, my God, dude. I don't pick up right now.
Hey, do you want to hear a dad joke?
Okay.
What type of pants does Mario wear? Wait, did I say that wrong? Okay. Oh, I'm so sorry. What type of pants does Mario wear?
What?
Denim.
Denim's all the shit.
Like, denim.
Got him.
Did he get it? Okay, here.
You got
it. Yeah, okay, fine.
Got him.
Denim.
Denim.
I have another one if you want to hear it.
Let's do it.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
What's the difference between snowmen and snow women? Snowballs.
Holy shit. Oh my god, I hope I can zoom in. I've said, I'm mad because I forgot to turn on the other light. But I hope it doesn't matter.
Snowballs, dude. It's so true.
Yeah, dude, like snowballs.
Guess what, the rose?
It's like your friends.
Guess what we're going to do for you?
What?
Never going to give you up. Never going to let you down. Never going to roll around. Never get you.
Every single one of us just saying something.
Give you up. Never going to say goodbye.
This podcast is over.